Sure. Morning, y'all. Happy Friday.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Steve. How's things going there in Utah?
Hey, it's,
has arrived.
Flowing through the clouds this morning, but, supposed to be rain this weekend. That gives me time to get stuff done.
Good. Who else has joined us?
I think it's a lonely crew this morning so far.
Yeah. Must be just you and I. We can have a party.
That's right. We need to have a party. I have the, all the calls, from when we started the new lifestyle calls here in February. All the calls listed on the blog now.
Great.
So don't have them all reviewed, but, anybody that signs in can make comments, and I'll set up you facilitators so that you can also make posts and go in and edit posts and stuff too. So, that if you want it, so we can all work on it and make it our blog.
That sounds good. Just need to teach us how to do all that stuff one of these days.
We can do that.
Okay.
I have a new screen capture program I bought last week that allows me to capture anything that's on the screen, audio, video, everything, and I can just make instructions and send it out.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Has left the conference.
Steve, you hear it a lot, I know, but we really do appreciate what you do for us. It's very, very important. And which, matter of fact, what you do for all of everybody that you end up recording or have information on your site for. Anybody else join us here on the call this morning? So would you kind of let me know who you are, if you're here? Because it's 7:03 and we should probably get started. And, of course, we all know that the purpose of this call is to support, educate, and teach, and allow conversation to occur during the call so that each and every one of us in our own way can contribute to the call. And the more we can have that, of course, the better it is. And one of the things I'd like to start out and talk about this morning, right off the bat, is over the week I've heard the subject of the some emails coming up, and I just wanted everybody to know if you have any get those kind of emails, they are strictly scam. There is no validity to it. You can go on NECN.com and you can go to the news section, and NECN has already warned each and every one of us about those kind of calls. There's an example of about 4 calls under the news section of those type of calls. So just beware. And the way that basically system works is you go ahead and you end up putting in the order. They send you the money order. You cash it. Your bank accepts it. And then 2 or 3 days later, the bank calls you and lets you know that the money order didn't go through their bank or whatever it is you're getting from them.
Has arrived.
They have the product wherever they want delivered, and you as a NECN distributor are responsible for that flowed through your account. So in the long run, you, the NECN distributor, if you do that, will end up being the one that's held responsible for the money and not the other person, and the other person has your product. So I just want to make that real clear. What I do is I get them, and I just I respond to them, and I put this email has been forwarded to the Federal Trade Commission Scam Division. And usually after that, I don't get them for from that same person ever again. So that's what I do. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about some coconut-type situations and the palm oil. And we have found that coconut basically has some main ingredients in it that are beneficial to our body, and we know that's called medium-chain fatty acids. And, of course, we have palm oil in our vital balance, and our vital balance is very important because of the medium-chain fatty acids in it, the MCTs. And the nice thing about medium-chain triglycerides are very simple is that the way they actually enter the body. So if anybody has any questions as we're going along here, please feel free to speak up, and we'll see if we can get those answered for you. But a long-chain fatty acids, okay, that's the difference between medium-chain and long-chain fatty acids. They're absorbed into the intestinal wall, and they combine basically with cholesterol and protein to form the triglyceride-rich lipoproteins, and they are released in the bloodstream, and they are eventually transferred into the low density, or LDLs, are circulated throughout the body, and they
has arrived.
They go directly to the heart from the intestinal wall, and then they get involved into the bloodstream that way. Medium-chain fatty acids work differently. The medium-chain triglycerides basically go through what is called the portal vein directly to the liver. So they don't go to the heart first. They go to the liver, and the liver then excretes them as energy, where in the other situations, they transfer through the entire body, and that's where we get the problems with the long-chain fatty acids. And then, but the medium-chain fatty acids are basically turned into energy, and that's the reason that when a lot of people that are taking our vital balance under, you know, mention that they feel so much energized in that situation. And we all know that, and I mentioned this before, that medium-chain fatty acids are basically in the mother's milk, and I think that's real important, and I mentioned that last time. The other thing I'd like to talk to you about today, and does anybody have any questions or comments in regards to that? The other thing I'd like to talk to you about, and that's called the fluid of life. And we all know that our Nikan water is live water, but coconut water, I don't know how many people have either done any research on it or looked at it, but basically coconut water is a basically sweet, and it promotes digestion and clearing the urinary path. It's been used in the Vedic, that Indian medicine that they have. The coconut water is also called coconut juice. Now, there's a difference between coconut milk and coconut water. And coconut water is the liquid that, I don't know if you've ever watched the program that is basically in the tropics most of the time, but you'll always see the people going around eating coconuts because they're eating the coconut meat itself. And you also see them drinking the liquid that when they chop off the top of a coconut, and that is the coconut water. So basically the water is nothing more than the tree sap, and it's a clear liquid and looks more like water than it does milk, but it does have some very, very good basic things. It's one of the high in electrolytes, and they found that by utilizing this in many situations, it can be beneficial. And one of the things about coconut water is the electrolyte profile of coconut is somewhat similar to our human plasma. And for that reason, it's been used by doctors as an intravenous solution and injected directly into
has arrived.
Who would ever thought of coconut water being injected in?
Has arrived.
Nice situation. So that's when I read that and did some research on it and found out that when freshly extracted from the coconut, the liquid is free from germs and parasites. And doctors working in the tropical climates have often used the water from coconuts for IV solution because, like I say, it's so human, it's so, characteristics are so much like human plasma. But they also utilized it in World War II the military doctors did when they, and also in Vietnam, where commercial IV solutions were often in short supply. And water from the under coconut is uncontaminated. It doesn't have any bacteria, fungi, or other pathogens in it. Therefore, they found that it is, if it prepared properly, it can be given intravenously without fear of introducing harmful microorganisms. And, of course, research in the use of coconut water as an intravenous fluid has shown that it is compared favorably with commercial solutions. Coconut water does not harm the red blood cells. It is non-allergenic and is readily accepted by the body. It is also considered a safe and useful means of rehydration, particularly when the patient suffers from potassium deficiency. And a matter of fact, in coconut water has been shown to be just as effective as commercial electrolyte solutions in prolonging survival time in basically sick patients. Also, researchers that they've done have demonstrated that coconut water can be given through intravenous infusion by as much as 1/4 to 1/3 of the patient's body weight without complications. And I thought that was kind of amazing. So in a lot of the things that reading that I've been doing on coconut water, that it's absolutely amazing on some of the things that coconut water can do. My doctor at one time, they declared me a kidney stone formation factor. And he said everything goes into your kidneys turns into a stone. And I've had 4 to 5, I don't know exactly how many, of kidney stones being removed from my body. And when I did some research on it, I found that also that the kidney stones can actually, they even have a way now that they can take coconut water and inject it up through the urethra into the where the stone in the kidney area or wherever the stone is lodged. And they've actually found that it can actually help get rid of the kidney stones. They've done it and did tests on it and found that actually every day that the kidney stone will actually decrease in size, and it eventually then can be passed normally throughout the urethra tract and the bladder and everything else out of our body. So that was exciting.
Has arrived.
That I do drink coconut water is for those particular health benefits that I feel it gives me. It's real good for hydration. Cholera in particular, they use coconut water in the third world countries a lot for cholera because it seems to work very, very well. And like I happened to mention the other day on the call, that HIV, that one of the things they're finding is that they're including it now in what they call the HIV cocktail. They're including coconut oil because it is found to be very, very beneficial in people that have those types of diseases. We all know that palm oil is, of course, that's what's in our drink. And palm oil is pretty much a real health tonic as far as I'm concerned in doing some research on it and everything, that it can basically affect your health in so many positive ways that it can be regarded as, like I said, the health tonic. And the fatty acids, the antioxidants, and the phytonutrients combined, you'll find many health benefits. And of course, we all know that blood circulation is very important in our bodies. And they found that actually palm oil helps from allowing our blood vessels and our blood cells do not become rigid. And when they become rigid, that's when we get that hardening of the arteries. And so that's one of the things that they found out about that. And it actually, basically, palm oil preserves blood cell flexibility. We all know about the neurologically disorders and what palm oil and medium-chain triglycerides do for the brain. And I thought that was very important. And when I mentioned several times that when I found out that this particular Vital Balance had the MCTs in it, I really got excited about it because I knew what medium-chain fatty acids can do, what triglycerides can do. It's also good, we know, for diabetes. It allows the cell to absorb the insulin the way that it needs to. Of course, too much insulin in your body actually closes off the cell and it makes it retain fat. And that's why a lot of people that are on diabetic oral medications or even insulin that it basically, we normally find that usually they end up putting on weight, and that is not a good thing at all for any of us. And I can definitely, talk about that. We know that it's very good, they found, for liver disease, medium chain triglycerides, and particularly palm oil are very good for the liver diseases that are caused. It helps the liver to function properly, and when the liver can function properly, we know that it gets rid of basically all the, it allows the liver to do what it's supposed to do and get rid of all the toxins that are in our body as much as it possibly can. And of course, we know that the kernel oil is one of the better things, and palm oil has been used for years in food preparation in many different countries, and those countries have utilized it for the purpose of mainly for health, and it's just very, very accessible to them. Matter of fact, veterinarians even use a lot of palm oil, and one of the things that they use palm oil on a lot is birds, and they found that because of the high nutrient content that palm oil has become a popular dietary supplement recommended by veterinarians for birds, and particularly parrots. It appears that it provides birds with the needed nutritions that brings about substantial improvement to health and appearance. Parrot owners basically report that their feathers are shinier. Parrots, I guess, have a...
Mary Lou has arrived.
That pretty well much goes away, so... I'm just really totally excited about that we have the palm oil in our vital balance. I'm just really excited about that. So they're finding that coconuts have a lot of health benefits, and of course where we get our palm oil is from the coconut tree, it's called the palm tree. And I was amazed to find out that actually coconuts can live for about a year, that the liquid inside of it is basically life, and the coconut floats in the water, and then when it ends up on a beach someplace, and a matter of time, it actually starts putting roots down. The coconut does itself, and the life and the nourishment that it gets from the water inside of it is what actually allows the tree to grow. And they find that coconut water and coconuts basically have an awful lot of vitamins and minerals in it that come from the sea, because you'll find that most coconut trees and whatever are right along the coastline in most situations. So they found that to be very, very beneficial. So we always wondered why, and even coconut oil in itself is just, to me, absolutely amazing. And of course, the palm oil is derived from the bud of the coconut. One of the other, anybody have any questions or comments? One of the other things I'd like to talk to you about, if I can find what I'm looking for here, there it is, and that's, have anybody in this call ever used coconut flour in their baking? Or a lot of people didn't even know there was such a thing as coconut flour.
I bought some, but I haven't used it yet.
Okay. Well, the one thing they found out about coconut water, I have here a banana, it talks about a banana pudding, for instance. They take and use about one thing I found with coconut flour is in most recipes, they utilize coconut milk with it. They usually use about 14 ounces. But for this particular recipe, it talks about two medium bananas, thinly sliced, one can of 14 ounces of coconut milk, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of raw honey, a dash of salt, and shredded coconut toasted. And you combine all this stuff together in a saucepan and heat to boiling, reduce the heat, and simmer for about 8 minutes. And I understand it's a pretty good pudding. Also, I was amazed to find out that even make ice cream out of the coconut milk or coconut cream. And I know I find that coconut ice cream now is starting to appear in the stores, health food stores particularly. And when I looked at the label, it seemed most of it was pretty much organic type situations that are there in that ice cream. And I bought myself a pint one day, and I'm kind of one that most of you know, I'm a diabetic, and one of the things that I always do when I try a new product or a new food or something else, I eat it, and then approximately an hour to 2 hours later, I take my blood to see how much of a spike I got out of that particular food or item that I ate, just to see how my body accepted it or rejected it, one of the two. And I found with the coconut ice cream that I got a very little bounce at all compared to if I would have had a normal serving of vanilla ice cream. So that basically has a lot of sugar in it. So I feel that's been beneficial to me. Does anybody have any comments or suggestions you'd like to make, or any ahas that happened to you this week you'd like to talk about? Okay. Well, that's about all I had for today in regards to what I wanted to talk about on this wonderful Friday. Getting ready to head off personally, and maybe some of you on this call are too, and that we have a Humans Being More training here in the Seattle area. So I'll be heading off to that. It's going to be held Saturday and Sunday, and I feel that that's going to benefit me in a lot of ways. And it'll be nice to get back to doing the Humans Being More, because I feel it's always beneficial to all of us. I know that the Kenzen Vital Balance is going to get me through those 2 days, that's for sure. I even ordered a Focus on Growth has even got the little cups with lids on them that people can give you samples to give out. I've got those should arrive today, so I'll be able to take that with me with a cup and a fork and my Pymag water out of my water bottle. And whenever we take a break, instead of going down and having something, or I'll be putting the Vital Balance into my body. It's amazing. For those of you that might have been on the call last night on Rick's call, some more good information came out there, but from the Jeremys they talked about the nutritional value and the benefit of our particular protein over other proteins, and I think that's very important for each and every one of us. So, was anybody on the call last night? On Rick's call? What did you pull out of last night as kind of a golden nugget for you?
It was good, and I printed off my two sheets to, forgot what he called them, in other words, to enroll and take up with it, but I'd already been doing it. So I need to ask you this, Monty, real quick. My weight's kind of staying at once. In other words, I lost some, and then it's kind of staying every day at the same thing. Did you ever experience that?
Well, I've had sometimes. I haven't this time. I'm losing approximately. I got on the scales this morning, and I had a tremendous weight loss to begin with. But a lot of that has to do with just, in my opinion, a lot of water retention that's gone and whatever. But I find that it's called. I think I call it a plateau where we kind of reach. Whenever I do that, I have to go back again and look at what am I putting in my body? Because one of the things I found out is that, if we're not losing weight or we're gaining weight or whatever, it's because of the, and I know people don't like to talk about calories or count calories or doing whatever, but when I realized that, I've always done that and realized that my intake in some certain things, like, well, I can't handle fruits, okay? If I get a lot of fruit in me, my blood sugar just absolutely goes crazy because of the carbohydrates that are in it. So that's one thing that I had to look at. What was I doing? And look at the food that I was taking. That's why when I take my shake, I don't put anything in it. Now, I know it would taste better with a banana or blueberries or whatever people put in their particular shakes, but I also found that in doing that a lot of times, that has not worked for me, so I go back to just the regular old protein shake with the Pymag water. I totally believe in the Pymag water.
I'm using it that way.
Pardon?
I'm just using mine with the water. I'm not adding anything else.
Good. Okay. Well, I don't know whatever to say. Does anybody else?
I'll look at whatever I put in, but I just was going to ask that
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for speaking up. Anybody else have any comments or anything that you'd like to talk about?
Mary Lou, did you take your measurements?
Yes, I did, and they haven't changed yet. I feel that in my body and my clothes they're making a change, but my waist measurements haven't changed in the, you know, 5 or 6 days. But that may take a while.
Her muscles are turning more lean?
That's one thing. That's why the scale is just a number. But sometimes when your weight stays the same, it's because your body is changing shape.
I think it's changing.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going to. Okay.
Keep an eye on the measurements.
Buddy, I will.
And I would think also if you watch or you take good notes in journaling, that you'll be able to sort of figure out from day to day what does what for you too.
I think so too. I'm journaling, so I'm going to keep a track of it. And I think the new things, you know, that came out
rather
has arrived. Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy, for that input. Appreciate it. Anything else anybody's got to say this morning? Any questions? Any suggestions? If not, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this call just a little early. Monday morning, I believe Char will be here, and we'll set off on another week. Hope you've all had a good week coming to an end, and continue to do what you do on your weekends. Hug somebody, give somebody a smile, and know that you'll benefit somebody in some way. We all need that. Other than that, this is Monty. I'm signing off this morning. Everybody have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.